Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 16th of June 2017. It's been another busy week for radio's news teams. After the election and the hung parliament mess, came devastating news in West London. Here's how 5 Live and LBC broke the Grenfell Tower fire tragedy just after 10 past 2 on Wednesday morning.
And just before we join Peter Bowes in Los Angeles, we are following, as many of you on Twitter are seeing, a huge fire, appears to be a very big fire, in a tower block in West London in Latimer Road, very near White City and the old BBC building there. It is substantial, and we're trying to get some more information about that. We'll let you know when we have it.
In Chatham, Jim, thank you for that. 0345 6060 973. Let me bring you some breaking news. We're getting details this morning of what appears to be a very big fire in a block of flats in West London, in Shepherd's Bush. We've been told that it's the Grenfell Tower that's being affected this morning. That is Shepherd's Bush in West London. Getting details coming in, some breaking news here at LBC, of what appears to be a very big fire in a block of flats, we believe, in the Grenfell Tower. And I'm going to hear from Rashid in a couple of minutes. He's in Ladbroke Grove, and he can actually see what's happening. We'll hear from Rashid in Ladbroke Grove in sight of that fire at Grenfell Tower. And goodness me, I've just seen a picture of it just now. It would appear to be, what's that, a 15, 20-storey building? If this photograph is accurate, it would suggest that every floor is on fire. Rashid is in Ladbroke Grove. I'll hear from him next on LBC. It's 2:15.
5 Live's Rod Sharp and LBC's Darren Adam there, starting the coverage that rolled for hours and hours as it became clear this was a seriously big fire. And much of the coverage on radio networks, both commercial and BBC, has been incredibly powerful. Reporters and presenters on the scene brave not only the plumes of smoke, but their own emotions. And sometimes emotion overtook. 5 Live's Nihal used to live in the area, and he went on air on Thursday to tease his afternoon edition show in the preceding 5 Live programme with Chris Warburton.
Just down there on Latimer Road is where Chrysalis Records used to be, and I used to go and have meetings there back in the days. And as I was walking up here, this whole place was just still until you get to this bit. So as you're walking towards it, you'll just see people on the corners and they'll just be looking up into the sky and they can't believe what they're seeing. It doesn't belong here. It's an insult to the landscape to see it. And then you get onto this. And look, I've got to start broadcasting at 1 o'clock. Hopefully I'll be able to do a good job. And my apologies if I sound so upset, but this is...
To me. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. I know. You're a good guy. Look, Nihal's, he's gonna be with you from 1 o'clock. Okay. It obviously means an awful lot to him. It means so much to so many people locally, as we've been hearing about. And we've had the positive side as well. You know, the way that people have come together in this sea of people in front of us right now, who are just doing everything they can for the area that they love.
Powerful stuff. Chris Evans had to apologise on air, though, after making an inappropriate reference to his team being on fire just before the start of the news on Thursday morning.
So one of our lovely bosses has just sent a text to the team telling them they're on fire. And then, with this little phrase at the end, at the moment... Just leave it the fact they're on fire. At the moment, you know. I mean, you are at the moment. Well, this is BBC Radio 2. Online on Just Radio and on 88.91 FM.
BBC News. The number of people confirmed to have died in the Tower Block fire in West London is expected to rise today. BBC News at 9:04, our next at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Maura. Can I just apologise for my inappropriate choice of words before the news there? I'm really sorry about that. I should have said I'm bomb.
Chris Evans saying sorry. Elsewhere this week, Bauer has announced it's introducing networked mid-morning shows on weekdays across most of its big city stations in England and Scotland on FM. Gregsy will do a show from Clyde, while Key 103's Debbie Mack will be networked across 8 stations in the north of England.
Liam Payne and Quavo with Strip That Down. This is Key 103 playing all the biggest hits all day long. Good morning, I'm Debbie Mack and this is your 10 o'clock playlist. Playing that one for Megan and Luke. Thank you very much for getting in touch.
Girl, come and strip that down.
love me. Yeah. Hi to Tristan as well, who says summer has finally arrived. Well, it seems that way, doesn't it? And it looks like it is going to be nice for the next few days.
It's Debbie Mack on Key 103, coming soon to Radio City, Rock FM, Hallam, Viking Air, Metro and TFM as well. Meanwhile, West FM is moving out of air and will instead share studio space with Radio Clyde in Glasgow. Bauer says local sales and news teams will still be based in air. Well done to Wise Buddha, which has won the pitch to produce the Vanessa Feltz Early Breakfast Show on Radio 2. Another show moving to indie production instead of in-house is the Monday Night Blues Show, which will be made by Something Else. Bob Harris Country and Joe Wiley's evening show were won by the in-house production teams at Radio 2, though. Wise Buddha, meanwhile, has made a new podcast series for 5 Live. Beyond Reasonable Doubt is being billed as a true American crime series in the guise of Serial and S-Town. 16 episodes have been made by Wise Buddha's Mark Sandell, who's a former 5 Live and World Service producer and editor.
Tom 911, what's your emergency?
1810 Cedar Street, please.
What's wrong?
My wife's had an accident. She's still breathing.
What kind of accident?
Tell them stairs.
Kathleen Peterson was found dead in the couple's home in 2001. Prosecutors say she was beaten to death.
How do we go from soulmate and lover to cold-blooded murderer?
You're playing a game at a crooked table. The odds are against you. You'll never win.
They say it's an accident. We say it's murder.
This is not right.
It didn't mesh with what came out in the trial.
There was a beautiful family there.
It was all about Michael, like he was the victim.
There was something that didn't feel coincidental.
And now Michael is alive. Kathleen has been 15 years in her grave.
One of the most notorious and longest-running criminal cases in the Triangle's history comes to a close more than 15 years after it all started.
Radio 1 has a new head of programmes. Allard Haydon-Jones, he off the Chris Moyle show back in the day, is taking over from Rhys Hughes for a year as he goes off on attachment. New faces joining the presenter lineup at Radio 2 this month. Former Labour leader Ed Miliband and ex-Tory leader and minister Ian Duncan-Smith going to be depping on the Jeremy Vine show while he takes a break. Great timing with all that political news to cover at the moment, I guess. The former LBC programme boss and global news editor Jonathan Richards has joined Celador Radio this week as head of news and information. He's most recently been at Radio 1 Newsbeat and working as editor of the BBC Minute at the World Service. BBC Radio London was off air for 20 minutes or so on Tuesday after an evacuation in parts of New Broadcasting House happened during Robert Elms' show.
That selection of 100 people that I photographed for that series, 50 have gone and another 25 are, you know, on that, being pushed off.
I'm afraid, very sorry, that we need to leave the building. We're going to take a break now from broadcasting.
And on a nice day.
And so you're in Worcestershire, is it Worcestershire?
Yeah, Worcestershire, on the board.
You're listening to the Robert Elms Show here on BBC Radio London. I can only apologise for that break in our service, but there was a fire alarm that went off in the building and the whole building was evacuated. Thankfully, it has proved to be a false alarm, so we're back in. We should be going to news now because it is 1 minute past 12, but the people in the news booth aren't there yet and the news won't have been prepared either. So I'm just going to carry on talking to the guest who was here with me before we were so rudely interrupted. I'm talking at this moment in time to Jenny Lewis.
And the Radio Academy Northwest's Doing the Dab event was held at the Radio City Tower this week in Liverpool to celebrate the growth of digital radio in the city. Here's Bauer Liverpool content director Chris Rick speaking at the event.
As much as my presenters absolutely hate it when I crack the whip, when I make them talk about, you know, what's on the other side, you know, Dave on Breakfast, who's over there, will say things like, and if you're looking for the top 10 at 10, it's on our sister station Radio City 2, retune your radio. and they all get a little bit cross, but, you know, the idea, and we've seen an uptake, so our Bauer Radio Liverpool number is the best it's been in about 10 years. And that is all about listener choice and about actually pointing in the direction of where they can go.
And there's much more of that event to hear in replay on In Radio. Don't forget, there's radio industry news every single day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.